Hello,
Hi,
and welcome to
and Janet Zipper. So, Janet, I apologize. I thought that you were going to play the commercial. So, anyway, we both welcome you to our show, and I'll let you take over from here with the title and about our wonderful, amazing guests. You do not want to miss this. Trust me.
Yes, yes. This is great. So we have Luke Yankee. He is an amazing person. He is an author. He is a producer, director. He is a film writer, a teacher, coach, playwright. He wrote this book called The Man Who Killed the Cure, and he's written other books too. But this book is so amazing and important because it basically talks about, you know, different healing that you can have. Instead of going to the doctor and having all this medicine thrown at you, you can heal yourself with natural remedies. So, Luke, welcome to the Coach and the Counselor. It's great to have you.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
Yes, and Luke, I'm so grateful Janet found you or you found us or whatever, because as our audience knows, I do suffer from a lot of, you know, physical diagnoses. And,
yes.
People need to know this information. You said that this is the most important book that you've done and that you're turning it into a screenplay. Can you just educate the basic person and then go forward from there, and Janet will be asking you questions and things like that, because I know about this type of information. Janet does. We don't know exactly what you do, but it is life saving, put it that way, and then I will mute myself, and sorry, Janet, I'll mute myself. I'm just so excited to have on our show. Seriously, I mean, I'm so excited. So I'm going to mute myself,
I'm
dance around the room, and say, yay!
Well, I'm very excited to be here and very excited to share this information. As you mentioned, I am a director and a playwright and an author, and I wear a lot of different hats in the entertainment industry, and I have for many, many years. And several years ago, kind of on a whim, I decided to go vegetarian. And so I started doing a lot of research about the whole vegetarian lifestyle, and there's a fabulous documentary called Food Matters. And one of the people that they interviewed for that documentary was this very intense older German lady who was saying, how can you grow a proper tomato when there are no nutrients in the soil? And something about this woman just really struck me. I guess you could call it an aha moment. And I found out that this woman was a lady named Charlotte Gerson. And Charlotte Gerson's father, Max Gerson, was really one of the fathers of natural healing. And in the 1950s, late 40s and early 50s, Max Gerson, who had escaped Nazi Germany and had come to New York, developed an all-natural cure for cancer using a very specific combination of juicing organic fruits and vegetables and organic coffee enemas to flush out the system. And he was writing a book of these 50 case histories of more than 50 people he had cured using this method in the late 40s and early 50s. And as he started doing some of the popular radio shows of the day, as you might imagine, the AMA of the day and the big pharmaceutical companies of the day were not too happy about this, because obviously there is no money in curing cancer with fruits and vegetables. They hired a woman to pose as his secretary and basically sabotage the book that he was writing. So by the time he found out, he, of course, immediately fired her. And, you know, there's no photocopying or anything because we're in the early 50s. And so he started writing the book from scratch, and just as he finished the book the second time, Max Gerson mysteriously died of arsenic poisoning. Needless to say, this is not so mysterious. And the wonderful thing is that this would have been lost forever, except his daughter, Charlotte Gerson, with whom he was very close, she didn't become a doctor herself. But she had worked so closely alongside her father that she became a consultant to clinics in Tijuana and Budapest and various places around the world, because, of course, she wasn't allowed to practice it here in the States. But and Charlotte Gerson, who is now 94 years old and sharp as a tack, has now been influential in healing, literally healing over 10,000 people of terminal illnesses like cancer, like diabetes, like AIDS, from using the Gerson method. So I was so totally inspired by this that, and I thought it was such an incredibly dramatic story, that I wrote both a play and a screenplay. And the play is called, they're both called The Man Who Killed the Cure. And what I do is I focus on, it's really kind of an Amadeus kind of story, where I focus on the people who conspired to sabotage Max Gerson and to basically bring him down and discredit him and destroy him, which, of course, they were unsuccessful in doing. And so I tell it from that vantage point, and ironically, it's gotten incredible press, and Rex Reed, the prominent critic, said it was such an important piece, he feels that people must see it again and again. I mean, he's really a huge advocate of this play. And I contacted a very prominent theater publisher, and they said, yeah, this is a really interesting play, but it's too controversial for us to take it on. So I was kind of devastated. And after I licked my wounds for a few days, I thought, well, this story is so important to me, and the work of Max Gerson is so important to me to get out there in a different venue, that I went ahead and self-published it. So it is now available through Amazon.com as a play. And as I said, I also have a screenplay version. And I'm speaking to a number of producers around the country and really starting this sort of grassroots movement myself to get the play published and to get it out there in the world, because I feel this is a story that needs to be told.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you, Luke, yeah.
The man who killed the cure. Man who killed the cure. Okay,
yes.
Go on, Jen. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure I can hear what he said.
That's okay. Now, I know that, like, you know, you said you had changed your diet and that becoming a vegetarian. Have you used any of the cures from the book, from the, you
absolutely
know, from the Gerson
method? Absolutely, I have. Yes. And as a matter of fact, in one of life's great ironies, while I was working on the premiere of this play, my husband Don Hill is a very talented man of the theater, and he is the vice chair of drama at UC Irvine, University of California, Irvine, and he was directing the world premiere of the play there last fall, and during that time, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Yes, and of course, he's keeping this a secret from all of the students, and while we're doing the play, et cetera, so it was incredibly ironic, as I said, but he did a combination of Western and Eastern medicine, as many people do, but used the Gerson method and has become a strict vegan at this point and does the coffee enemas on a regular basis and the juicing and pretty much the whole Gerson protocol. And I'm happy to say he is now cancer-free.
Oh,
wow. That's awesome. That's great.
Yes.
Oh, doesn't that make you feel like this? Like, even though you know, you and I, you know, have not had cancer, we both came pretty close to it with your kidney problems and, you know, that mass that was found in my breast and other things, and things going on with, you know, family members. Doesn't that make you feel like just so thrilled and with so much hope? It makes me feel like that, especially for our loved ones.
Well,
yes,
and Howard
absolutely.
Strauss, who is Max Gerson's grandson and the son of Charlotte Gerson, has become a wonderful friend, and he has been going around basically carrying on the legacy of his esteemed mother and grandfather, and he's been really going all over the world promoting the Gerson method as well, and just got back from China, I believe, and it's just incredible. And he is very supportive of the play and, you know, very supportive because basically we have the same mission, which is to – and I want to make it very clear that it's not my intention to say to anyone, if you do chemotherapy or radiation, you're right and you're wrong and I'm right. Personally, I would not choose to do them myself, but the medical industry goes to great lengths to, in my opinion, to make sure that the public does not know about alternative therapies. And yes, absolutely, there are some snake oil salesmen out there. I've no question about that. But there are also a number of bona fide methods of natural healing that are extremely effective, the Gerson method being one of the strongest ones. And most people know nothing about this. And you know, doctors and oncologists kind of go out of their way to make sure that the public doesn't know about it. And the fact that this has been around since the 1950s, 40s and 50s, and that most people don't even know that it exists, I think is really quite profound and frankly quite shocking. So I'm out there helping to spread the word about alternative methods of healing, and particularly this one, and at the moment doing so through the vehicle I know best, which is through the theater and through the play and hopefully in time through the screenplay as well.
And maybe
that's
so great. He's co-hosting, who knows? I mean, I had a vision of us, you know, I don't hallucinate, not that kind of vision for those of you who listen. But I had a vision that I was telling Janet, a.k.a. Wonder Woman, that, you know, I said, our show is finding its audience. We're growing really, really fast. You know, we've been pitched a couple TV shows and things like that, pilots and all that. I've been in the business so long to know that, you know, you don't put your eggs in all one basket. But I said, you know what, Janet? I said, this could be, like, these people sound like they could hang, you know, for, like, do several shows with us. Because this is, like, Janet and I are about body, mind, and spirit. And
yes.
You are about that, too. And
indeed.
I don't know. It was like magic on the phone when we all three spoke for our three-way call, which is a protocol to get on this show. And you have passion. We're both passionate about those things. Janet's writing a book about, I'm not going to say, because I don't know if you're letting people know about the other books you're writing, Janet, but she's writing a book. It has to do with something to do with the body, and I'm not going to, you know, spoil that for our audience. I'm co-writing a book with her right now that has to do with, you know, the mind and spirit, and it's not religious or at all. And it's like, wow, you know, this could be something that, I don't know, it's just an idea, and I don't even know if, you know, you want to do this, and I'm not asking you to do it. It's just something that came up that we're like, these people could really, like, get their message out through our platform. And we do offer, we have in the past, we do offer free ads to people, you know, some of our good friends that are doing documentaries or fiction movies based upon an inspirational story to get a message out. Like, for instance,
that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Know.
Well, and one of the things that I love is that obviously, you two ladies are all about empowerment. And as I said a few minutes ago, you know, this is not about making people wrong for their choices, but it's about empowering them with other choices and letting them know that there are other choices between chemotherapy and radiation out there if one has a cancer diagnosis. And one of the things
they give you Hep C people, that especially with the rare genome strain I have, they give us, like, the crack of leukemia patient chemo. Millions and millions and millions and millions of amped up milligrams of interferon. And something just died, said, I don't want to feel like this. You know, I'd rather die in a year than be on this crap for a year, you know, and have a quality of life. And so I was
absolutely
that.
Well, and a lot of people
about this. So is Jim.
A lot of people don't realize, Dr. Marielle, how incredibly toxic chemo and radiation are. And one of the things that I talk about in the play is that Charlotte Gerson, who is such a brilliant woman, I actually had the pleasure of meeting her as I was working on the play, and I have an epilogue at the end of the play, which is basically the 25th anniversary of the Gerson Institute, where I take some direct quotes from Charlotte Gerson and say things like, and this is something that she has often said, is that more people have been killed by the negative effects of cancer and radiation than were killed by Hitler and Stalin combined.
Oh, my God.
That's incredible.
When you start hearing statements like that, it's pretty shocking. It's pretty shocking. And so
Holocaust survivor, thank God. All have our challenges and things that we've been through with our nationalities. And, you know, right now, African Americans with No Lives Matter, Body Count, one of my friends' bands. But I love that tagline that you did, All Lives Matter. You know, it's just incredible. You're brilliant. You've surrounded yourself with brilliant, other brilliant, talented people.
Bless you.
Anna, is there any specific question you want to ask him?
No, I think I'm. I think we have Howard on. Howard, are you on?
I'm on.
He is on. I wasn't sure
Howard,
if he was. Hello,
yes.
Howard.
Hello, Luke. One thing I want to say is that I didn't know about.
About Don's,
I didn't know about Don's diagnosis and the outcome that he got, and I am so glad that he achieved what he has. Fantastic.
Yes, you and I hadn't had a chance to chat about that because
he didn't want me to
tell people at first. You know, he was keeping it very much under wraps and playing it close to the vest. But
a lot of people were like that. Yeah.
Indeed. But Howard has some amazing things to share. Ladies, if you'll grant me the liberty of introducing this brilliant man who's on the other line, this is Howard Strauss,
yes.
who I was speaking of earlier, who is the grandson of Max Gerson, Dr. Max Gerson, and the son of Charlotte Gerson, and he is now carrying on the family legacy and spreading the word about the Gerson method all over the world.
And hey, you know, if you want, just go ahead and, you know, ask him questions. You know, right now it's like the three of us will host, you know, co-host with each other because that's how it happens sometimes when we have a click, like an intuitive link with the person. So, you know,
well, Howard, I know you were just in China spreading the word about the Gerson method there, and you must have some amazing stories about that.
I absolutely do. The groundwork was really well prepared by a Chinese woman who basically she has permanent residence in the United States. She lives in Houston, but she runs a health business in China, in Beijing. And she has been trying to bring Gerson into mainland China for several years. She thought the best way to introduce that was to get someone from the Gerson family to come to China and meet the people involved. She's very aware that Charlotte at 95 can't do the kind of strenuous traveling and meeting that is necessary, and my sister Margaret is taking care of her in Como, Italy. So I'm it, and so she invited me, and she arranged for me to meet all kinds of senior medical people from the Chinese government, from the Chinese Centers for Disease Control, for the Chinese degenerative disease specialties, pathologists, traditional Chinese medicine, people who have been in practice for 40 and 50 years, and to my amazement, when I described the Gerson therapy and when I described the methodology and so forth, unlike the United States, where everybody says, oh, poo-poo, food can't have that kind of influence, I got no negative comments from that. As a matter of fact, they all really agreed and said that the major problem they had was not with understanding and believing the results of the Gerson therapy, some of which they were experiencing themselves, but the dealing with the commercial interests, which are all aligned against them. Like the pharmaceutical companies and hospitals and pharmacies.
Not to interrupt you, but you mean in China But they, I mean, in that country, they do like our country, where, like, you know, big pharma, you know, the big pharmaceutical companies are blocking this type of thing. That happens in China also?
No, it does not. Not so much. They don't have so much influence, partially because the Chinese have a 5,000-year tradition of TCM, or traditional Chinese medicine. So they are very, very receptive to natural healing, as well as the fact that Premier Xi has instituted a huge anti-corruption program, and he is very tough on government corruption. So
we could use that here.
It appears, exactly. It appears that the Chinese government is actually shockingly interested in the health of their people. And part of that is generated by the fact that the Chinese government pays for medical care. So if they have to pay for the medical care, then they have to be interested in minimizing their costs by trying to keep people healthy. And that's where the discussion started.
You know, something I wanted to share with Dr. Mary Ellen and Janet, there are several terrific documentaries on the Gerson Method, but just thinking of China, there's one called A Beautiful Truth. And this young filmmaker kind of goes all over the world to find out information about the Gerson Method and finds it quite difficult to find it here in the States. And he's interviewing a lot of eminent doctors from Stanford and various other facilities. And they're saying things like, Charlotte Gerson is a quack. Max Gerson was a bigger quack. There's no proof that this works. And then this documentarian goes to Beijing. And the head of the biggest medical center in Beijing said, oh, yes, the Gerson method, that's a very viable alternative. We use it all the time over here.
Well, guess what? I can give you one person, one of my former mentors, that, you know, just have your person use my name if they can get through to her publicist. Her name is Dr. Judith Orloff, O-R.
Oh, of course. I know that name. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, she's an... She went in front of the AMA, American Medical Association, in front of about 5,000 left brain, you know, linear type thinking doctors and scientists. And she actually spoke about her truth, which is she calls herself an intuitive, but she's actually psychic. Okay. She does not use that word because in medical school, they said if you have those kind of symptoms, you're crazy, you're schizophrenic. So she pushed her psychic abilities down, and she had a patient. I'll make it real quick. She had a patient that she knew. She felt it. She just knew this woman was going to try to kill herself. But she looked in all the books. She looked at the charts. There was nothing there to indicate that this person was going to try to kill themselves. But something told her, and she went against her gut feeling. And we do have neurotransmitters, as you all know, inside of our intestines, in our gut. And that's that gut feeling, neurotransmitters, meaning brain cells, but they're stomach cells. And sure enough, the next day she gets a call that her patient has attempted to die. Thank God she lived, but she overdosed. And so Dr. Judith went every day to visit her for 3 weeks and swore never again would she go against her intuition. Then she wrote her book, Second Sight, and it's her autobiography. And then she's written several books since then, and she is highly respected, and she is a professor with tenure at UCLA Medical School. Been on Larry King, the best-selling books, and she is really well-received, and she actually practices the Tao, T-A-O, for those that don't know what that is. It's a spiritual practice. It's like, this is just somebody that I know your guy is going to get an open mind and get a good, solid information from her about the Gerson method. I just know it. I do. So once that happens, that snowball effect, it can occur. It can, because there are medical doctors out there that do believe this and are just afraid to open their mouth. She wasn't. So please try to get in touch with her. Please. have your guy do that.
Thank you. I will. That's wonderful. That's
I'll
wonderful.
I'll shut up right now and let Janet take over, because when I get on, you know, something that I feel so passionate about, I just have to get it out there, and it will help the Gershon Method become more credible in the United States. So, Janet, take it away.
Thank you, Dr. Merrill. Yes, so you know what? I'm so happy to have both of you on. And, you know, Howard, those of you who don't really know, I know that Luke introduced you, but can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Me? I'm Howard Strauss.
Yes, Howard, for the listening audience.
I'm Dr.
I might not know about you. Can you please tell a little bit about yourself? Howard.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Howard Strauss. I'm Dr. Gerson's grandson, and I'm a graduate of MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology in Nuclear Physics.
I love you. I love MIT grads. My best people.
Thank you.
I wish to God.
Thank you.
I bow down to you, MIT. Oh God. Oh wow. I'm impressed.
So,
okay, I'm setting up. That's I had a
40-year career in computer systems analysis, starting out with IBM in New York and ending up as a consultant in Silicon Valley, until Silicon Valley kind of changed very strongly and collapsed after 9/11, and they started importing all of these Pakistanis and Indians and people from Asia to Silicon Valley, who would work for about a third of the salary of other people here. So I had to reinvent myself, and my mother offered that I should write a biography of Dr. Gerson, which I did.
Yeah.
I wrote Dr. Gerson's biography and called Dr. Max Gerson, Healing the Hopeless. Which won a gold medal as an evergreen health book, and then I formed a company to publish my mother's book, my book, booklets, DVDs, and so forth, called Gerson Health Media, which publishes books and DVDs and so forth. And then I'm getting my mother's book and my book also translated into languages all over the world. I've gotten my mother's book, Healing the Gerson Way, translated into 15 languages around the world. And now there's going to be two or three more coming down the pike very soon. And now I got invited to China to basically help start a Gerson clinic in China, and China has very bad problems with chronic degenerative diseases, and that is right in our wheelhouse. So we're starting a clinic, and this is actually funded by the municipal government in a northern city near Inner Mongolia.
Wow.
It's funded by the city government. And we're going to be starting a Gerson clinic up there. We'll start out with diabetes, because China has about 100 million diabetics, and people die of that. People die of that.
I mean,
so
I was just diagnosed with diabetes.
Yeah, we just diagnosed.
I'm not on insulin yet. I don't mean to interrupt you. I just get so excited with this stuff. My first diagnosis test was, they called it pre-diabetes, but a nurse friend of mine said there is no pre-diabetes. You either have it or you don't. So I confronted the doctor about that. He said she's right. And then I just had my blood labs, two, 3 days ago I got them?
Yeah.
Remember? Okay, 2-3 days ago, and up by a point. And I think 6.9 on one of the tests is insulin. And I also have been diagnosed with arthritis, degenerative back, a lumbar spine, and I don't want these diagnoses. I want to get better. I have to get better. And I'm so just anything that you can tell me or educate us. There's plenty of us out there. And for preventative, please, please tell us.
By all means. Type 2 diabetes, which is the one that 95% of people, 95% of diabetics are type 2, which is diabetes mellitus or adult onset diabetes, is not a sugar problem. It is a fat problem. And the Gerson therapy reverses and heals and repairs the fat metabolism to the point where type 2 diabetes clears in a matter of 3 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
Yes. Our most famous diabetes recovery was Albert Schweitzer, who was a Nobel laureate and a doctor.
Yeah.
And he was Gerson's friend from healing his wife of tuberculosis 35 years earlier.
Wow.
And Schweitzer was dying of diabetes. He was unable to work, unable to function, and this was for a man who had 4 PhDs and learned books in all of them. And Gerson cured him. And this was at age 75. He won the Nobel Prize at age 77. I can't promise you that part. And then he lived. A man who was dying at 75 lived until his 90s, working hard in his jungle hospital in equatorial Africa. So he declared Gerson the most eminent medical genius ever. Although the AMA and the American medical establishment considers him a total quack.
Well, they just want to give out medicines and stuff.
One of the things that as I was doing my research on Max Gerson, and sometimes one has to dig a little bit, certainly past the conventional methods, because if you go on Wikipedia, not always the most reliable source, but a lot of times kind of the first one that people will turn to because it's the most accessible, it pretty much discredits Max Gerson. Quack and all of these things that Howard was saying, which is just absolutely unconscionable.
It's been totally corrupted.
Yes,
it's been totally corrupted to the point where Wikipedia is not accepted. Wikipedia is not accepted as a source or citation by any college professor on a paper.
Oh,
that's
really
interesting.
My son is in college. My son is brilliant, but just like every adult child, thinks that they know everything. So I do need to tell him that. You were talking about he doesn't listen.
And by the way, let me say one more thing here. As well as diabetes, the Gerson therapy is very effective against arthritis, both. Both arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, and all other rheumatoid diseases. So if you go into Gerson therapy, the thing is that what we know from 100 years of success in this is that when anything heals, everything heals. You cannot heal your diabetes and keep your arthritis. You cannot heal your arthritis and keep your migraines. You cannot heal your migraines and
migraines and the underactive thyroid, all the anti-inflammation type of diseases, fibromyalgia, and I'm done. And Janet and I are all about bringing out to the world what works, the root cause, not this Band-Aid stuff. And I'm excellent at what I do with the psychotherapy part. And she's excellent with what she does, with the way she's just amazing. She helped save my life, put it that way. Because I'm also diagnosed with major depressive disorder and ADHD.
Major depression is one of those illnesses which clears with the Gerson therapy.
And I believe it. Because guess what? Their antidepressants do not work. You know, I've tried all that stuff. It doesn't work. Janet Zipper works. Janet Zipper, seriously, her help Janet's method of helping me with the affirmation and with her approach. I don't want to go into that because that's your, this is your time on the show. But I knew that there was going to be so much information that we're going to want to have you back at least several times. Seriously. And,
well, that'd be great.
It has been, like, thank God for her, because there's no medicine out there that's going to help me. Anything they've tried has made me worse on any of these diagnoses. And using the power of the mind, visualizing, meditating, you know, the whole thing, she tells me to eat right. I eat right, but I don't, you know, because there's so much conflicting information. And so she's studying, you know, those types of things now, too. And we're both really into spreading an inspiration, inspiring our audience, with giving them the empowerment to take back their lives and to heal from these things. Because if I can, like, you know, not be suicidally depressed when I had major surgery where they cut out a huge infection on my right hip from one of their biopsies, an infection I caught at the hospital. She's just amazing, and I thank God for that. Whatever your opinion of God, you know, we're not religious or any of that. We even have separate belief systems in that. But the bottom line is we both believe that the power of the mind and other people thinking positive thoughts towards us and eating the right thing and meditating and doing things a certain way will bring results. So you two coming up, you know, out of nowhere, you know, wherever we got you from, it was so exciting for me, and it still is, because of what you have to offer the world, basically. And guess what? We're not FCC controlled. They can't tell us you can't talk about that kind of thing. Thank God, because I used to be on ABC and all that. Oh, you can't talk about that. Well,
Howard has a wonderful radio show himself where he talks about the power of natural healing, and he's had a lot of amazing guests on, and I've had the honor of being on Howard's show a couple of times as well. And I'm just so grateful to Howard for all of his support of The Man Who Killed the Cure, and not to mention the incredible work he's doing to spread the word about the Gerson Method literally worldwide. And in my own small way, through the play and hopefully in time through the screenplay, I'm trying to reach approach it from a different tack, but hopefully with the same results, just to let people know that there are other alternatives out there besides the conventional ones that your medical doctor may or may not tell you about.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Go on, John.
Now, I have a question for you, Howard. Now, say someone's listening right now and they would like to go to one of the clinics. Where are the clinics located at? I know you said they're opening one in China, but as far as, like, you know, in different regions, where are the clinics located?
Yeah, but believe it or not, there are only two Gerson therapy clinics in the world. One of them is in Playas de Tijuana, Mexico, right over the border from San Diego, about 45 minute drive from San Diego. And the other is in Dobogoko, which is on the outskirts of Budapest, Hungary.
Wow.
And it's the one in Dobogoko is run by a breast cancer survivor who is also an MD. And they do a beautiful, beautiful job. And the one in Mexico was founded by my mother and Charlotte Gerson. And there are Gerson trained Gerson therapy doctors down there who know exactly how to treat even the most serious cancers and other degenerative diseases. So either the one in Hungary or the one in Playas de Tijuana, and the one in Playas de Tijuana, you reach through the Gerson Institute at gerson.org. That's GERSON.ORG. And the one in Hungary, you can reach through Gerson.HU.
But Howard, for people who may not have access to those clinics, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there are practitioners kind of really all over the world, yes, and all over, certainly all over the states, who will help
Indeed.
One get set up on how to use the Gerson method at home and getting the proper kind of juicer and all that sort of thing, yes?
Indeed. There is a lot of information on Gerson-trained physicians on the Gerson.org website. There are Gerson practitioners who have been trained. There are Gerson interns and residents and so forth, and they will help you to get on the Gerson therapy. There are also Gerson home setup trainers, and if you can't have access to any of those people. And it's not a piece of cake, because our government and our medical industry has done their utmost to keep people from being able to. There is my mother's book called Healing the Gerson Way, and that contains the step-by-step and total instructions on how to reverse your disease using Gerson therapy. And it's we have done it with very carefully in mind the fact that many people can't get to a practitioner or can't afford a practitioner, and so we put all the information in there so that you can do it yourself. It's not the easiest thing to do, but it is definitely doable and accessible, and many people have healed themselves. I don't think Don went to a clinic, did he?
No, he didn't. I mean, well, you know, thanks to you and thanks to all of my research on the play, The Man Who Killed the Cure, I certainly knew a good deal about it myself and
conversations you and I had.
So, yes.
You definitely can do it on your own, and it succeeds. And as a matter of fact, even if you go to a clinic, for 3 or 4 weeks, and you come home and you do the Gerson therapy, which you have learned at the clinic or through a book or whatever, for the next year and a half. And that's the way the body works. It heals itself. That's our legacy as a human being. We have a powerful healing system, and it can take care of business.
I believe
Absolutely.
That. I do, especially when Janet gives me certain types of meditations to do, and they're about focusing on my cells healing and talking to my cells and talking, you know, speaking out loud to different parts of my body. And she has got crisis phone calls from me sometimes, and I'm not, you know, I'm not one of these high maintenance patients, okay? You know, I have a lot of training myself. Sometimes she's received from me, you know, like high crisis. Basically, she's in crisis intervention with my body, things going on with my body, or a diagnosis that they've given me, and my head just can't wrap around it. And within minutes, she's able to somehow turn that around, and I'm completely calm and fine, and I seem to get better. I start getting better, and it is so powerful. So it's, you know, with this Gerson method, with, you know, actual scientifically based, you know, proof case studies and all this, it's something that really, really, really could help our patients and our family members and our listeners. And we have all kinds of people in, show business that are into this type of a thing that would love to hear about something like this. A lot of them are listening right now. Many have been on the show. And we don't have a problem at all helping you, with an ad to finance, help finance your play. We can hook you up with all kinds of different people.
Well, that's wonderful.
About. So I'm going to be quiet.
You know, Dr. Mario, when you mentioned about people in show business, one thing that it's very interesting to me in that regard, Michael Landon, the wonderful actor and director, and he was such an important figure in the world of television for so many years, and he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. I'm pretty sure it was pancreatic cancer.
Yes.
And he heard about the Gerson method, and he got set up with a practitioner. He may have even gone to the clinic. Maybe Howard knows this.
No, he did not go to the clinic.
Okay. But he was in the process of totally turning around his diagnosis. and he was getting better. And as is often suggested with people who are doing an alternative method, that they check in with their regular doctor for periodic tests and to see, you know, just to see how the results are proceeding. And Michael Landon went to his oncologist, who said, "Wow, these numbers are really turning around. What are you doing?" And he explained that he was doing the Gerson method. And his doctor said, "Oh, that's very dangerous. You have to stop immediately." And Michael Landon was dead. Michael Landon was dead within a month.
Oh, no.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, it was slightly worse than that, Luke.
Oh,
I
please
apologize.
Correct me, Howard. Yeah. Add to my story, please.
I want to hear. He had a chemotherapy treatment, and it was so draconian, and he hated it. He said, "No, I don't want to do that anymore." And so he said, "I'd rather just go home and die at my Malibu home." But not only one of his neighbors, but then other recoveries, other Gerson recoveries, all of them had begged him to at least look into Gerson because they had recovered from pancreatic cancer using Gerson. So he called Charlotte Gerson, who told him that he really should come down to town to Mexico, but if he didn't, that he should at least do these following things right out of the Gerson book. And he did. He started, and he was doing coffee enemas, and he was doing the vegetarian thing. He was doing a couple of other things, like swimming with dolphins, and he was doing so well.
Wow.
That Johnny Carson had him on the show.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Now, Johnny Carson, he not only did he speak about coffee enemas on the show, but he which immediately points to us, but he also he demonstrated that he was walking back and forth, and Johnny said, "And you're not in pain anymore?" He said, "No pain at all. I'm doing fine. I don't know why the medical world doesn't know about this."
Wow.
And those words were fatal, because the last thing in the world the medical world wanted was for a very famous person with $40 million to get well on the Gerson therapy from something that is totally 100% fatal by their methods. And so within 36
hours, Johnny Carson, which at that time for the younger audience was the number one talk show at night for like, what, 60 years or something.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a quick story, Janet, if you don't mind. I won't bring up the family member's name, but they had me on chemo for the Hep C, and I got really super anemic, 10.8 and below, you know, was the rate. And instead of giving me a blood transfusion, I just get so upset when I think about this, they gave me something called Procrit. Now, if any of you are medical doctors, Procrit, or just look it up, it is the number one side effect is death. And then AFib, atrophic fibrillation of the brain, when you get a blood clot in the brain, it pops. And then there's
Howard.
Stress.
I can't wait to hear the end of the story about Michael Landon.
Yeah,
I think,
well, yeah,
so I, think
within,
I know it.
They
within
went,
30
seconds in the ER. Every time they give it, I stopped it. Then they tried to give it to my father, and I said, "No, don't give that to him, Mom, unless, you know, he has a strep blood lab. He's doing great." I called the doctor. I said, "Listen, you know, I'm allergic to that stuff. I almost died from that stuff. Dad's doing great with the blood transfusions. FDA, they have to read the side effects. It is a requirement. It's one of the 10 top most dangerous drugs in the world. At least in our world, in the FDA here, and the doctor did not read those side effects, and he had the shot 4 days later, dead with a AFib blood clot. So I talked to Janet about a family member she had, and they were trying to do all kinds of stuff, and they didn't even go to the root cause, and I'll leave it at that. But I hope that my experience saved Janet's relative's life, I pray.
So
you want to hear Howard, please tell the finished story about Michael Landon.
Within 36 hours after the Johnny Carson show, there were three of the top oncologists from Cedars-Sinai sitting in his living room. They were putting maximum pressure on him to do chemotherapy. And,
oh, wow.
And he said, well, but I'm doing fine on this, and I seem to be getting even better, and why not? I'm doing these coffee enemas. And they said, coffee enemas will give you brain lesions, and you'll die of brain lesions. That's what they said, just flat out lies. So they kept on him and kept on him and kept on him. These are, mind you, the same people who say that stress causes cancer. They placed maximum stress on someone who had pancreatic cancer, and they would not leave until he consented to take chemotherapy. But he wouldn't. But he said, but I won't. I still won't leave my Malibu home. I'm not going to leave here. So they said, no problem. We will bring the entire chemo unit down to you. So they brought the chemo unit down to Malibu and they treated him twice with chemo, heavy chemo. At $175,000 per each treatment. And mind you, with pancreatic cancer, there is no results, zero results, zero recoveries with chemotherapy, zero. But after the second treatment, he said to his wife, "That's the worst mistake that I ever made in my life." But by that time, he was already dead.
Wow!
Incredible. Incredible. You know, there was a really, really interesting thing on that I saw an article just this morning, actually, and I don't remember the publication it was in. It was a very big online magazine that's also in print, and it was saying that it was sort of an open letter to Jeff Bezos, the president of Amazon, basically saying, why don't you start Amazon Health? I mean, you could do so much to clean up the healthcare system in this country and all of the inconsistencies. And one of the things that it talked about that just was quite shocking, but unfortunately not surprising, was this article talked about the fact that the systems that the pharmacies use, the computer systems, for the most part are so antiquated that about a year ago, a number of people, undercover reporters, went to pharmacies and ordered two drugs that are known in that exact combination to be lethal. One totally counteracts the other, and if you take them together, they're lethal. And in 53% of the cases with these undercover reporters, it was not discovered by the pharmacies. They went ahead and gave them both prescriptions and just said, yep, fine, here you go, here are your meds. And not, you know, without any indication to the patient, the proposed patient, that if you take these two drugs in combination, it will kill you.
That's crazy.
They didn't die. Yeah. I mean, in prescription.
Right. No, I mean, these were undercover reporters who were doing this. But they were, you know, just talking about how this happens all the time, which is why, yeah. You know, I'm just so thrilled and honored to have discovered the Gerson method and to have written The Man Who Killed the Cure. And as I said before, having such incredible support from Howard, he even arranged for me to meet Charlotte Gerson. I felt like I was meeting the Queen of England. It was incredibly exciting for me.
Or something, yeah.
Indeed. Yeah. I mean, just such an amazing lady and such an important figure in the world of natural healing, as was her father. And so I'm just as determined as Howard is to spread the word about this.
Well, Janice, thank you. Determined too. And you want to talk about any of your experiences recently, or is it time to close up?
Yeah, no, we have a couple of minutes. But I did want to ask Howard is this. Now, if somebody is diagnosed with a late stage of cancer, can the Gerson method help them?
Almost all of the patients that come to the Gerson Institute, that come to the Gerson clinics, are and have been, because because until then, people believe their doctors. They want to trust their doctors. They believe their doctors who say, "Oh, we've got a brand new experimental treatment. We've got a clinical trial going on. We've got this combination of chemo, and we think it might have a good influence on your cancer." And then they treat them for a while, and then eventually they say, "Well, there's nothing more we can do for you." What they mean is, "What there's nothing more we can do to you."
Right.
So.
Okay.
So it's not until that point that when the doctors have said, "Well, go home and die," and that some people decide, "No, I don't want to die." And they start asking around. They ask their friends. They look on the internet, and they look everywhere they can, and some will find us. And some will actually believe us. And those are the ones that we get. So generally, most of the patients we get have some kind of advanced cancer, stage 4, stage 3. The co-author of my mother's book is Beata Bishop. Beata Bishop came to us some 40-some-odd years ago with stage 4 spreading melanoma, recurrent spreading melanoma, which is the fastest killing cancer there is. She came to us 40 some odd years ago, and we put her immediately on the Gerson therapy, and she is alive today. She's now 97 years old, and still writing and traveling and speaking in England.
That's
good to know. Well, thank you. You know, I just wanted to throw that out there because, you know, I know that people are going to be asking this, so this is an important thing that I wanted to address. So we do have to close up the show. So, Luke, can you please let everyone know how to get a hold of you?
Yes, best way is through my website, which is lukeyankee.com, just the way it sounds, lukeyankee.com. Again, the play is called The Man Who Killed the Cure, about Max Gerson and the people who tried to discredit him. And there's information there on my other plays, The Last Lifeboat, which has had 25 productions around the country, and my memoir, Just Outside the Spotlight. And you can find all things Luke Yankee there.
Hey, thank you. And Howard, what about you? How can people get a hold of you?
Right. The website, our website is gersonmedia.com, gersonmedia.com. And there's all kinds of terrific information on there, including on my radio show on the internet and books and publications, DVDs and testimonials. From healed patients of all kinds of different diseases, and we invite people to check it out.
Thank you so much.
Janet, could you tell the audience, I guess, the number, about, is it okay if we could be talking about who your mother is?
I know we don't have time for this. Perhaps for another broadcast.
Yes.
My mother was the Oscar-winning actress Eileen Heckert, who was in the Theater Hall of Fame and won an Oscar for the film Butterflies Are Free and many, many roles on Broadway and in television.
Well, we will get into that and all the other things on another show. We definitely are having you both back. We love you. One of the things we close with is if somebody hasn't told you your love today, Janet and I love you. We really
Thank you so much.
And I always close out with affirmations. So my affirmation today is based on because of the show we did. So I am well, I am whole, I am strong and healthy. I love myself and I'm perfectly healthy. So thank you, everyone, for
Amen. That's a great affirmation.
Show. Yes, and, you know, I thank you for coming on, and I would, you know, we definitely want to have you guys on again. This is such a powerful, you know, powerful information, powerful show, because I know people are going to be coming to me. That's why I was asking you some of the questions that I did. So I'm so excited, so thrilled for your play and your book, Luke, and Howard, you know, your website. We're going to reach out to everyone we know, and there's so many people that need your help. So thank you so much.
Yes, we are.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
A pleasure to be on. Thank you.
And we'll see you guys a week from next Sunday. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you guys. Good night.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.